Sucking on the dick, I'm gay.
Alright, that's all we got.
Welcome to Cum Town.
Are we going? Oh,
yes,
nice.
Yes, sir.
Sucking a hard-ass dick. I want some penis.
Sucking on a hard-ass dick. I want some penis.
I had a little lethargy thing going on this week, so it's been like, I'm worried about doing it, but now that I'm getting boosted off crack.
Yeah, dude, now that you're carbo loading,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's about to be fucking on turbo, on double, triple turbo this episode.
Yeah, get ready for crackers and cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, I smell crackers and cigarettes.
I got plugged in my dick hole.
They used it like a pussy.
There you go. Go ahead, bump it.
I am fucking gay.
Go ahead with your gay ass, Adam.
Tony fuck 12, fuck SWAT. Busting all the bells out the box.
Busting all the dicks on my cock.
Nice, dude.
Very,
that was awesome.
Very cute, dude.
That was really fucking well done.
Thanks, bro.
Sucking on the middle of the dick, no condom.
sucking
I just want to fuck a lot of guys because I'm gay. Oh, fuck, dude. That was a real moment in the culture, huh?
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
Oh, my gosh. What a great record.
What a time to fuck a guy.
What? Oh, man. What a time. The fuck a guy. It's me and yours. It's me and mine.
That's
it's
you and
yours versus me and mine's. I got a big penis. And I want to get sucked. That was a great record, and it was a horrible time in my life.
Sucking on a penis.
Sucking on a fucking honest dick. I'm gay now. I just want to get fucked in my ass till it hurts.
Yeah, that was
great honestly, because Drake was basically Kirby, and he would suck all the rappers below him and take their powers until he fucking came up against Future, who was too powerful to steal from.
Yeah.
And if anything, Future actually owned Drake.
He got sucked by Drake.
Future sucked Drake. Drake didn't suck Future.
You're listening to the Real Ass Hip Hop Podcast. With some real ass hip hop heads.
Yeah, we're talking about albums from 6 years ago that we still think about.
6 years ago was basically last year, dude.
That's true.
Once you've acquired age,
You know what? The podcast didn't exist when What a Time to Be Alive came out.
Yeah, it's true. We had to mention it
back when we were like just getting pussy.
we were
getting
25.
So much pussy, and then
dude, just fucking
the pussy
texting our
up.
Ex-girlfriends, being like, "Just one more time,
just
please."
Just fucking getting pussy in my Camaro.
Yeah, I was in my 57 Chevy.
I was on the varsity. Yeah. I was the varsity.
Me and Adam were hanging
linebacker.
Out at Pussy Getters.
Pussy Getters.
A diner. We were part of a hot rod crew.
Yeah,
we hang out at diner, and girls go crazy for classic cars.
Dude, you guys were in your fucking LeBaron.
We're like, when women see me drive by in my Ford Model A and finished in Chinese yellow and baby blue fenders.
Yeah, that's right, baby girl. I don't have a seatbelt because they weren't around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's like, "Is that Donald Duck?" When I get out, no pants,
sailor's fucking
top,
a little bow tied around the tip of my penis.
Oh yeah, why don't you come undo this bow with your throat, bitch?
Yeah. I tied a yellow ribbon for my brother who went off to fight the Hun.
Yep.
And when he comes back, you can suck the ribbon off. That was life 6 years ago before the podcast.
Dude.
Before
shit.
I gained,
oh my god,
350 pounds eating crackers just to entertain people.
Well, we had to keep waiting for
I could do impressions. Does anybody know?
Suck my fucking dick.
Suck my dick, you bitch.
I'm fucking gay now. I was talking to a guy. I want my penis rubbed until it I explode. Come massage this hairy fucking chode. How you doing, folks?
This next song.
Folks, how you doing? I wanted to ask if any of you have seen the movie Grandma's Boy. I watched it in my hotel room last night. Beautiful film.
Beautiful film. Beautiful audience. Beautiful film.
So you got a great family there. Has anyone ever told you look like Ricky from Malibu's Most Wanted?
I'm only fooling.
We're just having fun here.
I'm
folks.
Sucking off four blacks.
I'm going to tell you, you look like Half Tooth Larry.
Remember that guy? He was one of the fabricators on Monster Garage in one of the episodes. Big fan.
That's a stretch even for us.
Yeah.
We don't know who you're talking about. Shut up. Shut up and suck me off. I paid a child $40 for some top.
Hush money is such a funny concept.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, you do rape up front, and then after the fact,
you're like let's settle up.
What's this going to cost me?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you got me by the balls here. Yeah. But be reasonable.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a very, what's his name? Robert Moses. That's how he would fuck children, if he could.
Really?
You get the fucking in first.
Oh,
you
I see.
Figure
I
how
see.
Much
because
it's, cost
because it's the way to do business.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Ask. Do what is it? Do fuck first. Ask for permission later.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, nice. Sorry, I was getting a call on my.
You're getting a call from a guy.
From a guy.
From Jonas.
All right. You don't have to say his name. But.
What I don't have to. Oh, now they're gonna find out who Jonas is.
Yeah, they're gonna.
All
find out.
All of your friends have names like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sebastian's also calling.
Yeah, Sebastian. Noah, Jonas.
Christopher.
No, Christopher's not one of them.
No.
It's not Ezra.
I don't have a friend named Sebastian.
Noam.
Film.
Noam with
Film.
A G. Yeah.
Sham.
Sham.
It's a very soft name.
My penis can't get hard.
Yeah, my friend Ephraim.
Dude, my college roommate one year was named Ephraim.
That's
he
great.
Was Ethiopian. He was awesome. He was fat as shit. He got pussy all the time.
Stop, I want to ask you something. Is my name gay? tell me seriously, do I have a gay name?
He had a girlfriend that looked like him, but hot, like cartoon characters have girlfriends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how the chipmunks all had his girlfriend? Yeah. He literally had.
This is my girlfriend.
She's hot, Ethiopian?
But she was Ethiopian. She had big titties. She was
Mrs.
cute.
Donkey Kong.
Ethiopian girls are
no,
hot.
No, that was not her name. His name wasn't Mr. Donkey Kong.
Come
it was
on,
Ephraim.
Missy.
No. I was very clear with what his name was. And why would... Okay. I don't remember her name, but I am 100% positive that was not her name.
I have made a mistake. If you excuse me, I forgot to have my afternoon banana.
Okay. That happens to be a good, healthy snack, so I'm going to let that slide.
Because I have diabetes.
Okay. I think he did
have... My blood sugar levels...
He did have some kind of health issue, yeah. If I remember correctly.
It's not a golden banana. It's a regular one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, because Donkey Kong gets golden bananas.
That's, of course, her name is Elizabeth. Mrs. Donkey Kong is a fun pet name between the two.
Because we love Nintendo.
Because she loves Nintendo.
And for no other reason.
And we look the same.
No, not that second part that you tried to sneak in. Just Nintendo. Oh, damn. Shouts out to Ephraim. I hope he's
hot,
doing
though.
Good, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, shouts out to the Ethiopians. Shouts out to the Eritreans also mm-hmm. out there.
Shouts out
with your fucking big foreheads.
Shouts out to going on a
those
date.
Those sexy big foreheads.
Yeah, they have big big eyes and big foreheads.
I'm trying to give you a little smooch
cute.
On that round-ass forehead.
Yeah, they do look cute. And they're like tall and slender and beautiful.
You know.
I mean, when I sold cars, there was like I think he was Eritrean. He's either Ethiopian or Eritrean. Mm-hmm. This guy came in. He was bald and he had pointy shoes. He looked like a pirate. He
Hell
looked
yeah.
like a Caribbean pirate.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And I was like, this is one of the coolest people I've ever
yeah.
seen. And he bought like a navigator with cash.
Oh, so fuck sick. Yeah, dude. Maybe he was a pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Came off the tanker. Mm. I watched a movie about a pirate called
He's
Captain,
the Captain
Blood.
Now. What?
I watched a movie called Captain Blood. It's starring my boy Errol Hurt.
Errol Flynn?
Errol Flynn.
Yeah, Errol Hurt.
Who's Errol Hurt?
I don't know.
Me.
Errol.
Errol.
My name's
man, Errol Hurt.
Who's
Errol?
From now on, my name is Errol Hurt.
And that's not a bad name.
My
honestly.
Middle name's Discona.
Errol Discona Hurt. That's good, man.
Star my boy.
Who's a juicy orange?
That looks good.
Mm-hmm. You want a slice?
I'm good, brother.
Can
Thank
I get
you.
Can I get a little piece?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, brother.
Suck my dick and balls.
You know what's cool about oranges is that the season for them is winter.
That is cool.
You think fruits and you don't think
winter. You think fruits, you think
Adam
Summer.
What the fuck is this bullshit? People are like, oh, fruits have seeds. I've never gone to a grocery store and not.
Hold on. It's not a bullshit thing.
It's not a bullshit.
That's one of the most basic things in from the world.
No, because I go to a grocery store and I'm like, I need apples.
Yeah, they're shittier certain times of the year. Apples are better in the fall.
Yeah, they got to get them flown in.
Yeah, you get some bullshit lab-grown apple or some dog shit.
Mm, that is a good orange.
Mm-hmm.
Oranges are better in the winter. Stone fruits are better in the summer.
I know how to pick them. Here,
apples are in the fall.
Thanks, brother.
Have the rest.
What is it with oranges and they have like their brother growing out of them at the end?
So true.
I don't like that.
Son, I don't know if it's a brother. That's not how brothers work.
Well, what if it's Siamese?
It could be like a fucked up pygmy brother.
Yeah. Adam's like getting fucked in the ass by his dad and he's like, I'm going to have a brother. My dad said I'm going to have a brother.
That's incredibly rude.
Get everyone in school's going to be jealous. My dad's making a brother.
Listen, I get to have my own brother.
I'm going to have my own brother.
Listen, it's
just
funny,
like mommy
that
made
that
me.
Now
I'm going to make a brother.
I'm my own mommy now. I'm the mommy.
That's mean but very funny.
Why is it mean?
Suck me on the dick. Because you're accusing his father of fucking him in the ass.
Wow.
Yeah, but I guess in the joke I was kind of the puller of strings.
No,
there.
No, you're getting molested straight up. No. Don't even try and flip this in the joke.
The brother is the hush money.
Yeah. You're being told you're having a brother, yeah. But you're getting molested.
Do you think there's
anyone
that was like molested for Pokemon cards?
Definitely, without question, like thousands of kids. That's probably one of the most common ways people
just
were molested.
School, I guess you got a Charizard.
Whoa, how'd you do it?
Shut up.
Don't even.
I don't remember.
I found it.
Dude, without question.
Yeah. Just now you're like fucking, you're 28 years old. You're just like trying to take the DSA seriously. To press down the memory of sucking dick for a shiny Clefairy.
I was thinking maybe our subcommittee as a fun thing, yeah. Our mascot could be Snorlax. No! Yeah. No! I'm sorry. We can do whatever you want.
That's offensive.
Some of us may have been raped for that.
Fuck.
Not me, but some
balls.
People could have.
Dude, absolutely. A lot of people got molested for Pokemon cards, without question.
Oh, that would have been a good
one. I got fleeced by one of my neighbors. He told me the Japanese Pokemon cards are worth more.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
And I got and he took all my good cards for a bunch of bullshit.
Shit, you couldn't even read.
Shit, I couldn't even read, dude. I got and you know what, dude? What was really fucked up was he worked. His dad was my dad was his dad's boss, so I let this fucking man. You know what
wow,
I'm saying?
That was the workers.
The workers over there, dude. Yeah, how dare these motherfuckers?
Dude, you walk in.
Today's Tom
like,
Sawyer, dude.
Yep.
Acting like the rich kid in the rich kid in Greek town.
The rich kid in Greek town who somehow had a shittier house. I think my dad was just paying that guy. My dad just wanted to pretend he was rich, so he had an employee
so
he couldn't afford.
Yeah.
Like their house was so much nicer than ours. All his shit was better. I mean, he was an only child, but whereas I had, you know, two brothers, cousin.
You got to ski race that guy down the mountain, dude.
Well, that kid was also being molested, so
that's true.
That,
yeah, yeah.
He didn't make the house nice to hush him up.
That'd be funny if he got molested.
Mm. How about shush money? And it's just like you can tell a couple of people.
Mm.
Just keep it quiet.
Shh, shh, shh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hush is total silence.
Yeah.
But shush.
Blabbering around.
Just use your discretion.
Yeah. Well, keep your voice down.
Yeah,
only,
your voice down
yeah, only whisper it to the fellas.
I'm molested.
That Pokemon card thing is very funny to me. Just bad deals.
Oh, yeah.
Mm hmm.
Damn, that guy really got me. And I didn't feel good about it either. You know what he did to me? He treated me like Al Pacino. He was Al Pacino in
The Untouchables.
Glengarry Glen Ross.
Oh.
No, he wasn't in The Untouchables.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking of Andy Garcia.
That is true. Didn't he play What was Andy Garcia? He was Sonny's love child in Godfather 3.
His brother that grew out of his asshole.
That's right. Just like the orange.
That's right.
Or was he... No.
Italians are like that, too.
Was he in Carlito's Way? No, right?
Andy Garcia? He was in Godfather 3.
That's what I just
I hope Donald Trump becomes president again in 2024. How funny would that
I would love it.
If you think people
so
were
much.
Upset last time...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he's going to... It's like, what does he have to lose? Mm-hmm. He can't run for re-election.
Because they're going to keep talking about, like, this is just how, like, Hitler went to jail and he came back. But it'd be funny if this cycle continues and Donald Trump lives to be, like, 130. And then he'll come back, be an even shittier president,
mm-hmm.
burn down the White House.
Yep.
You know, like, fucking, like, I'm opening an Orange Julius. Like, it'd get worse and worse every time.
Yeah.
And then there's just some dickhead, you know, Democrat. And then Donald Trump escapes from prison and becomes president
again.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, if he loses, he goes to jail. Yeah. But if he wins, he gets to be president.
Yeah, he just keeps his...
And they're like, oh, Kamala's not losing. You better believe. There's no way.
He's escaping from Arkham, dude. He's like the Joker.
Fuck yeah. That'd be awesome.
It's just like comic books.
You see that picture of him? He's not looking too good.
Trumpy?
Yeah.
He's looked like shit for years. Who cares?
Yeah, I tell you, I didn't watch any of the...
I saw a couple clips. He's got the magic.
I didn't see any of the clips, but just the stills of him at CPAC with his like classic huge ass move.
His dumper
just,
is so
yeah,
big.
I mean, he has a duck's body.
His fucking skeleton I would love to see.
Continue.
I would love to take an look at an x-ray.
I would love to see him without his clothes on.
Absolutely. How much shit do you think he has in his
We're
going to
sit out on the pond, and there's going to be little pieces of bread, and we're going to nibble on the bread, and it's going to be beautiful.
Dude, I bet you if that guy got a colonic, he would lose like 50 pounds. He's probably got a lot of shit in it. Although, I respect the Diet Coke.
I don't shit, folks.
I don't need
to shit. I haven't shit in years. Doctors say it's bad for me. I haven't had taken a dump in 4 years.
How he stands is fucking awesome.
Yeah, his stance is
amazing.
I
guess that's true, because he's
like
on
leaning forward a little bit.
Always. Yeah, he's on Twitter all the time, but half his guys aren't ever on the internet. So he goes to CPAC, he probably crushed.
Well, he's offline, so I was hoping that he'd really save his best zingers for CPAC, but it seems like the clips I saw were mostly scripted speech.
Honestly, it was like watching Chappelle come back.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. It was not quite as good as his prime,
folks,
but still some beautiful moments.
Yeah, folks, yeah. I went to Africa. My father said, if shit ever gets bad, you got to go to Africa. You got to get your mind right. The white man's trying to take my money away
honestly,
from me.
He should just tease running and then hire like Shane Gillis and Tim secretly. And just start do like treat everything like stand up.
That would be awesome.
You know,
he's the best comedian in the world.
Yeah,
yeah. Whatever he can do to hurt the country, I'm on board with.
Suck my fucking dick. It is. Yeah. Damn. I bet. What do you think his days are like, man?
Now,
just chilling.
He
playing golf.
Lives at a country club, bro. He's probably bummed about Tiger.
That's true. That was his guy.
That was his boy.
He's probably pissed about Tiger.
We used to fuck dogs together, yeah. Folks.
I am like legitimately relieved Cuomo's getting the axe.
Yeah.
Because a little part of me was worried.
Well, now you have to say thank you to the gals over at the Me Too movement.
Yeah, I'll say thank you. Which have... Long and slow. You know what I'm talking about.
Nice. You'll write a note. You'll write a nice
long
thank you letter. Long and slow, huh?
Yeah, I'm really glad he's getting his comeuppance. Dude, that.
But Will, what you think they're going to make him resign?
Like the dumb shit.
He's
that he
hiring
did too.
Defense attorneys. Like,
it's always the most pathetic.
Taking over
the most pathetic. Me Too. Like Al Franken got canceled for like pretending to touch a woman's tits. So
Over
like a 12-year-old
flak jacket.
Over a flak jacket.
And Cuomo's like just horrifically bad at hitting on
people. Yeah, yeah.
You know, the youngest I would go is how old are you again? 25. 24 is the youngest I would go. Do you have a boyfriend? Is he an effeminate dinosaur? Have you ever considered having sex with an effeminate dinosaur? Perhaps Barney, if the suit was made out of an old trash bag filled with vomit.
I am going to open my penis. Something like that, you know?
This is what they do to
it
all
It is so
great
funny. He straight up just killed a bunch of old people.
Yeah, but he's getting it for being bad and trying to get pussy. Yeah. It's so funny. He killed a million old people and he's covered up the numbers. But like,
but he, yeah, he rules. But he pulls one Aziz Ansari and he's got to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't. Then I gave him the claw.
Yeah. I'm sorry for doing the claw.
My friend Aziz taught me this move.
My friend.
It's
Randy.
Called the claw. He does a very funny thing.
He does a good character.
This is
going to
be funny
Randy.
For the people that listen to this. I didn't know because you guys switched mics.
So oh, so I'm quiet and so I was like.
I've just been clipping.
Dude, I told you, Adam. I told you I had the right mic, you fucking idiot.
Well, oh, yeah, because you're on the box now.
I did you the courtesy
Stop of... got the box.
I did you the courtesy of Blue sitting Chew. On the
I appreciate not being on the
Blue,
box.
BlueChew.com.
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 I'm sorry. I took a Blue Chew, and I have 20 more minutes of maintaining an erection.
They got me. That's the... They sent me a stern note that says you can't say I took a Blue Chew.
You have to say I chewed a Blue Chew?
Yes. They say Blue Chew is the company, not the product.
What the fuck?
Oh, sildenafil and tildenafil are the products.
I have no fucking idea.
What the fuck?
So you took a sildenafil.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't blow my nose into a fucking Kleenex.
Just in case this is your first episode of Cumtown. Say yeah. if you're
new to
the show.
Say
if you're one of Cuomo's victims and you're looking for comfort and you want the smooth, velvety sounds of an autistic man who's ready to make it up to you long and slow.
Long and slow. Who's ready
with the assistance of pills sold by the company Blue Chew.
Right, but not...
It's a dick pill company.
It's a dick chewable company.
Do not refer to Blue Chew's tablets as pills or Blue Chews. Blue Chew is the company, not the product.
Okay, suck
what
my
the fuck does that mean?
Suck my hard ass because of you, dick. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, which thank you for
thank
that.
Thank you for making it hard so
but
that you could suck
it.
Do not refer to the tablet as Blue Chew, as in Papa Blue Chew, or take the Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the service that delivers the chewable... So okay. Denifil,
it's not our fault your branding is so strong. This is good for you.
It's yeah. good. It looks like something called Blue Chew. It's literally
it's blue,
blue
and you chew it. But you know what? That's not what it is, Adam.
Yeah, it's going to be tablet. Funny when like next week the like FBI kicks down the door of their office because we referred to it as a Blue Chew. And these people all get Dallas Buyers Clubbed.
Yeah, this is definitely some kind of legal shit.
It'd be great true. If Dallas Buyers Club is about a guy whose dick doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
Yeah. And everyone in the town's like, he's a fucking homo.
You know, we saw him trying to fuck pussy.
We,
it was
I
soft.
Saw him at the urinal trying to get his dick hard. And I demand, we in the middle of the night, we took him out to a field and made him get his dick hard.
Okay.
It's Mississippi Limp. Is there and it's brought to you by BlueChew.com.
It's brought to you by BlueChew.com that Blue has Chew a really Studios. Nice type of product called the tablet.
Yeah, it's a fucking tablet. You know, like
that
an
you
iPad.
Chew. Yeah.
Like an iPad or a Kindle. BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form.
Wow.
And at a fraction of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why it's nice, because it's subscription.
That's yeah. Right.
You know?
Yep.
You don't have to think about it. Once you get through you do all the upfront stuff, you have a quick little meeting with a Zoom meeting with a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Then the pills just show up to, or sorry, the tablets.
The tablets show up in perpetuity.
And for God's sakes, whatever you do, don't refer to them as pills because you'll die if you.
Because, yep, your dick will turn soft if yeah.
you're
going to
get
pills.
Sued.
It's an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy.
Mm.
And it ships right to your door in a discreet package, and that's a discreet.
That's awesome.
The other discreet would mean that it was shipped to you.
Something about numbers, right?
It's separate.
Discreet. Aren't discreet numbers something?
That's probably some math shit.
Yeah.
But you're trying to sneak in your math days back when you...
I don't have math days.
Back Bob when used to be in...
Back when
I never had
You worked
math
at
days.
The Rand Corporation.
Yeah, I did.
He was a think tank guy.
Mm-hmm. I was getting pussy from Ayn Rand.
Mm-hmm. Blue Chew's licensed medical
bitch.
Providers work with you to find the right
and
ingredient.
And Atlas sucked. What's that?
There's something about they work with you to find the right.
Yeah, you go to a doctor. He gives you some tablets. Mm-hmm. You chew them, and your dick gets hard.
When I use them,
bada bing, bada boom.
When I use it, you just get to pick which one you want. Personally,
what are you? What kind of guy are you? Personally,
personally. I like the Sedan. I think the Sedan.
Sildenafil, the Cialis.
I like Sildenafil.
Tadalafil is Viagra.
I like that shit.
It has a little bit of a longer run, I believe.
It's a longer, it's more, yeah, it's a little slow burn.
Slow burn. Yeah, dude.
I'm waiting around for Cuomo's victims to come by.
Yeah, exactly. You take one a day to always be hard.
Ready for them to make it up to them long and slow.
So what did he, did he touch anybody? Or he just tried to?
No.
No.
Just ask gay questions.
That's awesome.
Blue Chew's tablets, they ship directly to your door, and they're made in the USA by fucking tough guys.
By really fucking hardcore gentlemen, dude.
Yeah. They're forged in Pittsburgh by the cast of Deer Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Here's a special
deal. Meryl Streep.
Try Blue Chew free.
Fucking John, the dead guy with a cancer.
When you use promo code Cumtown at checkout, just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code Cumtown, to receive your first month free.
Wow.
And we thank you. It used to be like free shipping, right?
No, you just pay the shipping.
I think
it's the same deal.
Oh, it's the same deal.
Or no, it's better.
And now for the don'ts. Do not refer to Blue Chew. Do not discuss or advocate mixing Blue Chew with any other prescription or recreational drug. Or
yeah, we wouldn't.
Have we ever done that?
I mean, yeah.
Probably.
Do not discuss or joke about any illegal activity with Blue Chew. For example, jokes about sharing prescriptions. Okay. So don't do any of that. But here's what you do. You get your subscription to Blue Chew. And then you rent a yacht. You go out into international waters, and then you share the prescription with your friends and mix it.
with ketamine.
With drugs and alcohol.
Finally share it with your friends, but the only thing you didn't take out on the yacht was girls.
And make sure you're in.
You forgot the girls.
Yeah. You were so.
You're like, all right, I'm on the Blue Chew. One of you guys be on the drugs. One of you on the alcohol. And then you realize, wait, nobody was in charge of the girls?
You got the yacht. We're here. The most pimp yacht.
Now, keep in mind, it's very important that you do this in international waters.
It can't be off the coast of Florida. You can't even be by the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
You need to be straight in the middle of the fucking ocean.
International waters, and then here, let me see what else it says. Jokes about giving it to someone unknowingly. So make sure you give it to someone unknowingly.
Yeah, but in international
waters.
Where James Bond lives. You can go out there and fuck James Bond.
You can get your dick hard on benzos and fuck James Bond in international waters.
When you take the tablets provided by the unique online service Blue Chew.
fuck, man.
Damn, it's so funny that there's rules.
I can't wait to go home and take a chewable tablet. Mm-hmm.
I fucked up. Like, I still had my prescription going when the quarantine started.
Me too.
So I had like a backlog. And then I burned through all of those.
Yeah, I'm close. Nice, I'm close, brother, to burning through the backlog myself.
Yeah.
I tried to go au naturel for a while, but it just don't hit the same.
Yeah.
No, I'm clean.
Shut the fuck up.
I have been clean.
You weigh 90 pounds.
I know. That's why. It's because I'm in love and I weigh 90 pounds.
Yeah. When I was in love, my dick worked too, pal. Yeah. All right? Now I'm out here just sucking and fucking and I need pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. No, there's no shame in saying that out loud.
Bluechew.com. Promo code Cumtown.
Yeah.
All right. Chew and do it.
We should have like a Mark Henry versus the Machine.
To see who can come
quicker. My dick on.
You should have John Henry fuck your girlfriend while you masturbate. John Henry versus.
Yeah.
And who's the machine?
The computer that you're looking at.
Yeah, the gag porn you're watching on an iMac.
I am finished.
I am finished.
Well, I ain't finished.
That would be a funny, like some steampunk vibrator on a woman's clit while a guy dressed like John Henry fucks the woman. Yeah. And then there's just a guy dressed like a prospector next to this. Yeah. And I'm being like, is he going to do it? Is the boy going to do it? And then he dies of a heart attack right before
nothing. Yep. Not from pills, not tablets, though.
Yeah. No, from tablets.
The danger of pills versus tablets.
I mean, you're right. Yeah. Just make sure you don't do anything illegal while taking them. So never do blue
chew.
Never
share them. Never dose anyone with them.
Never dose anyone.
Don't do it with drugs.
Yeah. No insider trading. Yeah.
I wonder what would happen if you boofed blue chew, if you put it in your ass.
Well, it'll get your ass harder than it's ever been.
You think
before.
Your dick gets hard if you put blue chew
course.
In your ass?
Of course, yeah, it'll absorb into the bloodstream.
You think it'll get even harder?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, I've been taking blue chew suppositories.
That would be cool if you're a gay guy.
Yeah.
You put a fucking dildo shaped like a dick pill in your ass and then fuck?
No, or you tell your lover... to find the candy inside of your anus.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Blueomo.
That must be one of the best perks of being a bottom is you don't have to get hard.
I joke around with people in the office. You've seen me do it in public. It's the same thing. If an aide comes in, I say, will you suck my penis? I'm too old to be threatening.
What are the actual quotes?
Yes, he was like, have you ever been with an older man?
Oh, damn.
God,
hilarious.
That sucks.
That's brutal.
Sucks. What a loser.
And why is he doing it to his own aides? Like,
because he likes keeping it in La Famiglia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think anyone's fucked Cuomo? Like, from his... You think it's ever worked?
No, he procreates through asexual...
You know what I mean? You think this style of thing...
Predatory behavior. Oh, she look all right, though.
Oh, yeah?
She look all right, though.
Would you smash?
With consent?
avec le consent.
Avec la consent.
Avec la consent, mademoiselle. Je m'appelle Mr. Pussy Eater. Mr. Henri de Mange de Pussy. That's me, dude.
Uh-huh.
I'm the Marquis de Pussy.
The Marquis. The Grand Marquis.
The Grand Marquis.
I'm not going to be like that when I'm old. I'm going to be so chill to my 20-year-old female aides. I'm not going to be like that at all. I'm not.
Your podcaster aides?
When I hire 20-year-old women to work in my office, it's going to be because they're qualified. I'm going to be super fair to them. Like a mentor, even. One that's so involved in their life that I ask about their dating stuff.
Dude, this...
Right.
This
but I do it... From a place of, you know, I'm just looking out for them.
Yeah, of course.
When I do it.
You're like a mentor.
Look, I'm all biz. I'm the mayor.
You're the mayor.
Yeah. You're like, wait, so he said to this chick, he says that he was so lonely during the pandemic, mentioning that he can't even hug anyone.
Yeah,
oh, wait, this was during the pandemic?
Yeah, this is like one of the worst hugs.
And then he asked her, he said, he asked her, who did she last hug? And Miss Bennett said she tried to dodge the question by responding that she missed hugging her parents. He said, he was like, no, I mean, really hugged. So,
what a fucking loser, dude.
That is so embarrassing.
Can I get a hug?
That is so embarrassing.
Can you please mash your breasts on my nipple rings?
So why were you hugging people before the pandemic? It doesn't even make sense.
No, who did you really hug?
I'm talking about really hugging.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, the pandemic. I can't get my dick sucked in the office anymore because of the pandemic.
You know how everyone couldn't... Say no.
That's awesome. I can't believe he's doing this during the pandemic.
I know.
Like, he's blowing it. He's fucking doing a horrible job.
I'm so glad, honestly, because it's like of all the shit last year, the fucking like Cuomo sexual shit like fucked with me more
crazy.
Than anything.
It drove me insane.
He is a fucking fascist.
Yeah, he stinks.
That guy sucks.
Yeah,
he's like, you know, to see people that are like, I wish he was president.
Do you remember that
was a threat?
Oh, I was.
Do you remember that gay guy?
He wrote a book, bro.
Yeah,
he wrote a book about what a good ass job he did while he was while he was trying to get pussy,
killing
old
women
people.
And killing old people.
while and talking about what a good ass job he was doing.
Don't do any of that shit while taking Blue Chew, by the way.
Yeah,
do you remember that guy?
Don't take the tablets provided by the online. The
don't do
online
anything
service.
That the governor is being accused of.
Yes, definitely not.
Do you remember during the pandemic there was that like gay guy, Randy Rainbow?
Yeah, Randy.
That
Rainbow.
Used to make songs. And yeah, the one about Andrew Cuomo that he made up.
I don't really remember the specifics, it's but I know American. You're I know you're a diehard Randy
Rainbow
fan.
That's the one that popularized the Cuomo sexual shit, right?
I think so, yeah.
That guy stinks.
That guy really stinks, dude. I just ripped ass and it's almost as bad as
I gotta say, the
before.
Smells in this apartment are not good right now. You guys are going at it fart-wise. I'm over here by the fucking kitty litter. I am really not enjoying what I'm smelling right
You're
now.
Next to a kitty litter.
I miss Ernest. What can I say?
It does. Honestly,
it
this is the
like
most
Ernest.
It smells like Ernest that it has
oh,
been
God,
for
Oh, God,
you
remember that? He just diarrhea.
Damn, all right, Peter, that guy, yeah. Dude. Wow, that guy rocked. Like, when he made Brandon Wardell throw up. Yeah.
I had one of those like fuzzy memories things come up on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And one of the pictures is Ernest on the windowsill. And one day he had fucking thrown up and then just like sort of calmly passed out his own vomit. With his head.
That guy was probably just constantly in pain.
Yeah, no. He, but extremely loving. What a
one of the
guy.
Best guys.
You know.
One of the best, most chill motherfuckers.
You know,
all.
The worst. I'm ears. So lonely because of the pandemic. I haven't finger fucked a 25-year-old.
I haven't stuffed my dirty fingernails around a girl's clit.
When's the last time you really got finger popped?
When was the last time you got fucked by
no,
a 67-year-old grandma?
He does look like an old woman. I think I'm gonna look like an old woman too.
You already do.
No, not
you. Do
yet.
Look like an old woman.
I'm gonna.
No, if you put pearls on right now, dude, you'd look like a woman.
Really?
Seriously. You have a woman's nose, a woman's bottom lip.
What do you mean a woman's nose?
You do, bro.
That's not a woman's
and
a
woman's
style of
a woman's
nose.
Delicate bones, too. Your wrists are the wrists of a woman.
I don't bring up my wrists. You know about my
yeah.
thing with my wrists.
I know you're self-conscious because they're
true. I'm self-conscious
true.
About my wrists. I don't like my wrists.
You have weak bones. You have little feet.
Yeah, that's true. I don't have little feet.
Yes, you do.
I have compared to your feet that only got big from being fat.
No, I have.
Nick and I have the same size feet.
No, that's not true.
I am going nuts on nuts.
On
that's
snacks.
True. Yeah, this yeah. feels great.
Yeah. You got a pep in your step, man. I love seeing you snacked up.
I haven't done this since we went to the cabin.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that was... I missed that.
You know, since this pandemic, I haven't gone hog wild on pussy. I haven't whipped out my hog in front of an assistant and beat off. I'm saying, I'm having trouble pissing. Can you help?
Oh man. Any other nice quotes from him, Adam, or no?
She said that
she called him Andrew Cuomo.
She said
today.
That he never tried to touch her, but she felt like she was trying to get out of her job. Cause
he never touched me, but he did have one of those dinosaur grabbers with his own head on it. And he would say, "Let me just get a nip of puss." And he would bite at my vagina with the grabber.
But it was his face doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, he's divorced, right? He doesn't have any pussy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. Oh, this
you'd
was a different.
Like,
there's a different lady too.
You think a guy like that would just get
fuck up to be a politician and be divorced?
Yeah, that's crazy.
How many like kids you have to fuck to get your politician wife? You'd be like, I've had enough of this.
Yeah. Who was his wife? Did she?
She was
into?
Probably beautiful.
I actually fucked her. I just remembered.
Actually, I forgot I fucked her.
I don't know who she is, but I did fuck her.
The only reason, because everybody always cheated on their wife. Bill Clinton getting caught, that was an op.
Yeah.
Because it destroyed the American family.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You know?
Oh, he said, let's play strip poker.
Dude, this guy is like a sixth grade boy.
Yeah,
he has no swag. He should go to jail for
strip poker.
What a fucking loser, bro.
That's one of the worst things I've ever
heard. That sucks. What an absolute loser.
Oh, man. Hey, Matt, there's probably one woman he fucked that feels so stupid.
Yeah.
He used an intimidation to silence his critics, and if you dared speak up, you would face consequences.
You know what's funny, too?
This is gonna be a Cumtown original take too, but
go for it.
All the people that did that Cuomo sexual shit fed into that fucking psychotic narcissist ego so much that it gave him the courage to fucking sexually harass
you. You harassed those women.
So no, I mean literally, it is the fault of people like Randy Rainbow.
Yep.
For fucking like gassing this fucking piece of shit up.
Oh, dude, you know what's fucking crazy?
None of this would happen if they didn't. If they were just like, he's doing a good job as a governor, it'd been fine. But the fact that, like, oh, his nipple rip, his daddy nipple, all this bullshit.
I deserve some pussy.
They're right. I'm going to rape one of my subordinates.
Dude.
That's on you.
That's your fault, Randy Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's hilarious?
And another thing. Bring me Fig Newtons.
His ex was literally Bobby Kennedy's daughter.
Yeah?
He just married a fucking bootleg Kennedy.
Sloppy Hennedy.
Yeah.
You know, they used to call Ted Kennedy Give Hennedy.
Give Hennedy.
Well, they say he got brain cancer from all the semen that were entered into his brain.
That's right.
From sucking cock.
Yep.
It's, I wonder how, would you just put on like a little suit with like a red, what are they called? Adam, what's it called when you got a little red handkerchief coming out of your pocket?
Dating somebody named Sandra Lee.
And then just
Lee.
Walk around the White House, walk around, just pretend to be a tour guide. They're like, well, actually, a lot of people don't know this, but Ted Kennedy was a fag.
That's really good, man. Oh, so they broke up in 2019.
A little name tag. Belmont.
I'm trying to find another accusation, but...
No, there was two bitches.
Was two ladies.
CushyDreams.com provides you with the juice you need to get the juices going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, he kissed.
He kissed.
Oh, the governor kissed.
The governor kissed.
As I got up to leave and walked towards the open door, he stepped in front of me and kissed me on the lips.
What a fucking creep. Yeah.
I was in shock.
Whoops, I thought you were going in for one.
Oh, my bad.
I was getting a vibe.
I was catching a vibe.
I'm fucked up off CushyDreams.com.
I smoked too much Cushy Dreams. It made me horny.
Cushy Dreams will turn anyone into a rapist, even the governor. That's how much they're smokable CBD.
Adam, it's time to switch, bro.
I don't know.
You gotta switch.
I told him second ad, I'd go back
no,
to the box.
I said first ad, bitch, and I'm being
thanks
good
for
to
the
you.
Extra 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm a good guy.
I'm gonna
but don't
say
try
that. I'm gonna say that in public.
Don't
you
try
gave me an extra 15 minutes on the couch.
Don't try and say you told
oh
me.
Oh my god, I felt like the Queen of England on that couch.
Oh fuck.
Now I'm back to the box.
Back to the box. Oh, it smells way better over here.
Back to the box.
It does not smell like kitty litter over here.
Right. Back to
Cushy
the box.
Cushy Dreams. What can we even say about Cushy Dreams that I remember
that hasn't been said already?
A company that needs no introduction.
A company that needs no paid advertisement. CushyDreams.com.
Cushy Dreams has sex.
You can take a Cushy Dreams, we'll tell you that much.
Mm.
You can take as much Cushy Dreams as you want. It won't make your dick hard, but it will make you fucking feel awesome, bro. Cushy Dreams, they should call it Gushy Dreams, because that's how much pussy you're going to be getting.
Yeah, and
if you have CBD,
those bitches are going to be sliding down the hall, of your office because they're going to be so wet off the gushy.
Suck my balls and my penis.
Well, the thing about Cushy Dreams is that it's high-quality CBD.
High-quality CBD.
Yeah, it's lab-tested.
Lab-tested, father-approved.
Independent lab testing.
Yeah, mom-approved.
Yep. Kid-tested, mom-approved.
Yeah.
Cushy Dreams.
They got guys cutting these flowers. They got the girls with the titties out.
Yep.
NorCal, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's Oregon and fucking Humboldt County.
Oh yeah, dude.
They got Zac Efron up there with his dickhead podcast friend making all the smokable legal weed.
That's right.
Yep.
I don't know how it works, but there's smokable
flower.
The
thing is, it's smokable.
Yeah.
What are you, a pussy that chews CBD?
Yeah.
If you
take the oil,
tinctures,
like what, the Tin Man?
Yeah.
If I recall correctly, that's why I wanted to see the wizard to become straight.
He was like, I'll stay metal.
Yeah.
Just make me make this unquenchable thirst for cock go away.
The lion's like, I wish I was brave. And the scarecrow's like, I wish I was smart. And then the Tin Man's like, I want to get Dorothy's pussy. Can you make me straight so I can say, where's my hug at the Dorothy?
So I can Cuomo style steal a smooch. Yeah.
First of all, these accusations are ridiculous. To address them quickly, it was a robot created by Donald Trump. That looked like me. All of this stuff is politicized.
It was the Russians.
We're not going to politicize this. There's a virus to deal with.
That I did a good job on.
I did a good job, and I'm very lonely.
And I need some pussy.
I need some pussy now. Cushy dreams gets me fucked up, and I get some pussy. It does not get you fucked up.
It does, but not, you
it's
know.
It's shipping legally to all 50 states.
Oh, yeah.
Is there only 50?
Yeah, last I checked.
There's Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it's weird that we haven't added more in a while.
Puerto Rico and
D.C. How the fuck are we bombing, like, 18 countries a year, and we haven't
we
added
more states.
And
yeah.
they haven't. There's some of them should be states by now.
I agree. I would love to have
Afghanistan. Probably seem like here's what we'll just give fucking Delaware to France.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm listening.
And then Afghanistan is now a part of Texas.
Yep.
That's fair.
And we.
Why does France get anything?
Well, we teach Afghanistan how to play high school football.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're going to have
teach
an awesome
them about a little
program.
Bit of some Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Teach them boys how to play. When is Muslim Sunday?
Sunday is Friday.
Just like Jews?
Jewish Sunday is Saturday.
So you can't do Friday. Wait, Jewish.
Muslims get Friday, Jews get Saturday. And
we get Sunday.
So they can't do
Friday Night Lights because they're at the mosque.
Yeah, but then they'll stop being Muslim if we show them how to play the ball.
Well, that's true.
We teach them how to play ball.
Yep.
Maybe they stop being Muslim. All
right, Cushy Dreams.
Yeah, Cushy Dreams is awesome. It's good shit. They got fucking 3.5 gram shits. They got whole joints you can smoke.
Yeah, pre-rolls, and those are full gram joints.
You know, if you want the eighths, you can put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Why don't you put my penis in your ass and fuck it?
And what's very exciting about Cushy Dreams right now is that they have a new 0.5, half a gram little five-pack of joints that's my favorite product.
Yeah, nice.
You smoke
light.
One of those and your dick gets fucking extra hard.
Or medically might not, but we can't make
but you
that
know
claim.
What? It's
where the fuck is the goddamn copy with the promo code
the
on it?
Promo code's Cumtown.
All right.
The promo code, or some would say the Cuomo code.
The Cuomo code.
That's good, Adam. I fucking hate having to read.
Dude, it's all right.
The
man.
Cuomo code is...
It's almost done.
Is Hugby...
We're almost
is hug me y slash n.
I hate it, dude. I wish I was just fucked up on Cushy Dreams right now instead of doing work.
I know.
That's why I tell you what, I can't wait until I'm done with my long day of work of having to refine this document.
Yeah.
This businessman
where are
document.
My documents?
This businessman document so I can take a load off and smoke Cushy Dreams, fucking drink my non-alcoholic beer and watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer and then
that's
order
right,
cocaine.
Yeah. That's right, brother.
Does not get you high next to no THC. Alternative for people looking to cut back on smoking other things.
Yep, right. Like pole.
Like cock.
Like cock.
I'm trying to cut down on smoking other things, so I've been trying raping women. They take the artisan approach. Every run is small batch, organic farming practices. Selection includes indoor exotic strains.
Oh, hell yeah.
100% hand trimmed, never machine trimmed.
Never.
Mm-hmm. You got three lines, the private reserve, ultra premium, and premium.
Mm.
Every can is an eight.
It probably makes a really big difference.
Nitrogen
which one of those
seal.
You get.
Yeah.
You could probably definitely tell a big-ass difference.
Yeah.
Pre-roll.
They're completely different things. Yeah.
Anyway, so K-U-S-H-Y Dreams,
and use promo code Cumtown for 20%
That's
off.
Right.
Your
That's
order.
Right. Your next order, I believe. Yeah, you get anything you want.
Smoke your CBD because you can.
Because really, you can.
You should try it. If you've used oil in the past and it did nothing for you, try this. I guarantee
it. Actually, okay, all joking aside, this shit actually does get you a little buzzadillo.
Yeah.
I enjoy smoking it. I literally am going to smoke one when I get home.
I would after this, but I'm literally too lazy to do it. I'm gonna eat more crackers.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'm going home and I'm eating marinated chicken thigh.
That sounds great.
I'm having some.
I'm steaming an egg, too. I got one of those Korean steam egg things.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Oh, I'm steaming an egg later.
Oh, I'm steaming two eggs.
What do you mean?
Have you ever had your eggs steamed?
I do want my eggs steamed. I don't know what that is, but I want it.
I would love to get my
A girl
testicles.
Just going... Yeah. On your balls,
and
dude. I
polishing them up.
Honestly, you probably feel pretty good to get jacked off.
I
want to
see. I want to see you spit.
I like to get my eggs poached. That's where you put your balls in a woman's pussy, and then she pisses on your dick.
Yes, I'm having a little eggs Benedict tonight.
I'm getting my shit poached.
Go get me a fucking English muffin and some Canadian bacon because I'm getting my eggs poached. Bitch.
I kind of want to try that, if only to figure out like how in which way we straddle the bathtub, so that piss doesn't get everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, you'd have to go on the bottom.
I think you just have to get a kiddie pool.
She'd have to stuff them up.
Yeah.
Stuff
and
them
then
up.
Pee onto you.
Yeah. Yeah. Pee above.
Yeah,
above,
try that above. Out for size while smoking some cushy dreams and eating an entire sleeve of saltine, premium saltines.
Ooh. I'm not really a saltines guy, gotta be honest.
Oh, I can't get enough of saltines.
Are you really
my
a saltines
move,
guy?
My move, so good. My move now is I'd like to put a gun in a woman's pussy while eating Fig Newtons.
I guess that doesn't sound so bad.
I'm a little non-alcoholic beer. I eat a couple of Fig Newtons.
Fucking deadpan.
I just have a gun in a woman's pussy.
That's awesome, dude.
That's what you call.
Are you moving it up and down, in and out, or are you just
yeah, just
kind of
in and out, you
okay,
know?
But you're not really that aroused.
They call that taking it easy edge play.
Mm-hmm.
They call that one foot over the edge.
Take it easy.
You don't have to do hard drugs while fucking a woman with a gun. Maybe you could just have a Cliff Bar and a glass of Crystal Light while you sodomize a woman with a Glock.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I'm about to go get some Crystal Light, actually.
Yeah, that's nice.
I want a little drink when I'm fucking coming down.
I miss drinking the powdered iced tea. That shit, that's just fucking brown sugar.
Awesome. You're literally just putting like four tablespoons of sugar in a cup of water and being like, I'm having tea.
I'm a chef. I'm having iced tea.
I cook this.
Yeah. No, it's not the chef thing. Dude.
No.
No, you feel like you made it.
You can't. You don't even know. All right,
honestly, it is crazy because you 100% don't.
Yes, I do.
You really don't.
You missed the point of what we're even saying.
My parents got sick of buying juice. I don't know why I said that in a southern accent. My parents got sick of buying juice,
little,
so they'd get concentrate.
Little Matthew McConaughey audiobook there.
My parents got tired of buying juice, so
they would make it in my ass.
No. So they got the concentrate.
There's a retarded man who lived down the street. He'd fuck me in my ass, and I'd fill it with honeysuckers. We'd make moonshine in there. On the summer nights, I'd shit it out in my father's mouth.
That's what
my stepfather, that is.
That's what I like.
Dude, that was the best fucking audiobook I've ever heard in my life. When he just drops getting molested in the back of a van.
Yeah, I was number one on the soccer team in red cards. And when I was 18, I got fucked in my mouth by a man that worked at KB Toys.
In exchange for
a set of Pokemon.
Geodude. Yeah.
exchange for a Japanese Pikachu that he told me was worth $1 million. $1 million Confederate, that is. Speaking of the Confederacy, my great, 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 great granddaddy was Nathaniel Bedford, founder of the KKK. And founder of a bed and breakfast, better than breakfast, when my mother was born 65 years later, and I returned to her pussy to try and erase the memory of being molested.
Figured if I raped my mother, maybe that would create a different kind of trauma, the inverse even. Like the inside and outside of a Fig Newton, enjoyed on a fine summer evening while shoving a gun in and out of a woman's
Suck my penis. Suck my penis. Don't let your tiny gay ass dick go limp. fuck, man.
Hey, baby.
Damn.
Oh, baby, when you suck my dick.
Damn, I'm ready for summer this year. It's going to be fun,
dude. Yeah, I saw some pictures of summer. I was just going through my camera roll. It's nice. Summer
is
nice. I looked
happy.
That
was awesome.
I saw pictures that day at the beach. There are pictures of the two of us.
We got to go back
in
to that
sand
restaurant.
That are very romantic.
What, from Australia?
No. We went down to the Rockaway stop and went to Cafe Narguise afterwards.
That was awesome.
At Sheepshead Bay. Shouts out to them.
Shouts out to the Narguise boys.
Shouts out to Cafe
that
Narguise.
That fucking shit.
Narguise. How do you
awesome.
How do you pronounce that?
No.
We just did.
How do you? How
what
is
do
this
you mean? What does that even mean?
Is that just the letter N?
Let me clear my throat and try
you
to
just
pronounce
it. Heard an N and a hard G sound.
You just
and
heard
an
two
R.
letters.
Okay. It's a different word that happens to have some letters in common.
No, I'm trying to remember the name of that restaurant you
and
just
we
said.
We just said it. It's Narguise. Before you say anything, it's Cafe Narguise.
I forgot.
You don't
already.
Need to remember.
Yeah. What was
it? It's Narguise.
The name of the restaurant.
I just said it, and I'll say it one more time. Narguise.
And now I'm trying to remember.
No. You know what it is. I've said it 5 or 6 times.
Give me
not even counting the
it's
original
times. It's on the tip
times.
Of my tongue.
Just the shit-eating grin on Nick's face right now. The level of self-satisfaction.
If I could just remember.
He's really enjoying this
he
one.
Could I, for a second, just maybe.
This and when he called.
Maybe venture a
when
guess.
He called that woman Mrs. Donkey Kong is the happiest he's been this
hello.
Whole episode.
I'll be honest with you. I'm on a cracker high. Which could be about the crackers I ate or what I'm doing with the N-word.
Nick
different
is.
Meanings of a cracker high.
He's using again.
I'm
he's using the N.
Yeah.
He's banging N.
The hard R.
He's banging hard R.
I started using again.
Yeah.
Suck my pain.
It really is. There is sort of a zen quality to constantly almost saying the N-word.
Yeah. It's like holding, yeah, it's perfectly balancing mm-hmm. something forever.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like edging.
Mm-hmm.
Edging.
Engine.
Mm. Yeah.
You're the sting of the N-word.
Yeah. I use tantric slurs.
I dream of N, yale.
My dick is small, yale. That's a banger, dude. Yeah. Desert Rose.
That song is so sick.
I laugh to myself when I say the word.
When I suck your dick.
You can make yourself
I'm fucking
laugh
gay.
Saying the
when I
saying
fuck your
the
ass
N-word.
And I suck your dick, yeah. I'll be being gay. I'll be being
don't
gay.
Suck. Don't suck. Don't suck my dick. I'm gay. You don't have to suck on a man's dick.
But that's just what that song is.
I'm gay.
Nah, dude. Yeah, it is. Yeah. He's telling Roxanne to...
Suck
is Roxanne
San.
A guy?
No, Suxanne's a guy. A woman. A guy.
Suxanne yeah. is a guy. Yeah.
You don't have to put that dick in your ass.
Oh, right. Roxanne's a whore.
The fuck? That's a stupid song. Actually, Sting... And the police suck dick.
Yeah. I've never thought they were cool.
They're actually an incredibly dog shit band.
Yeah. I've always felt that way about him and Elvis Costello.
Wow. Elvis Costello is the fucking worst.
Elvis Costello sucks.
But Walking on the Moon, Roxanne, and then they have like one other that's like...
Don't Stand So Close to
Me. Those are good singles. But those,
Don't Stand So Close to Me is all right.
Those first two albums... Outside of those tracks are fucking absolute shit.
Yeah.
Never listened, never will.
It's just...
Desert Rose, on the other hand. Is
it's reggae with none of the cool, fun
well,
aspects.
Well, it's, yeah, it's kind of this, like, fucking, like, smorgasbord shotgun attempt at, like, pop music where they combined a bunch of shit, and it's mm-hmm. mostly... What is it? What's the word?
Not busting.
No, dissonant.
Yeah. Mm.
It's very dissonant.
You don't have to suck on a man's
you
dick.
You don't have to shove a dick in your ass.
Adam.
Yeah.
Ghislaine, you don't have to tell on me.
You don't have to tell on my fuckings.
Yeah. Just say it was Bill Clinton. Just say,
say it was Clinton.
Alan Dershowitz. Don't say that Sting was there. Please don't.
Say it was Bill Gates.
I took a hard one when people found out I had a small dick.
That would honestly make him suspect number one.
Yeah.
If his dick was that small that he would have to fuck kids?
Bust spect.
Oh, Epstein had a small dick.
Epstein had a small one?
Why are you saying it the Jeremy Corbyn way?
I'm saying it the Hebrew.
Oh.
In the classical.
Damn, I kind of want to reread the Franklin cover up. That's just, that is a fun, spooky book.
What's that? The one about the cult or whatever?
Yeah.
It's about another child
sex. It's about child sex ring.
Is all that shit true?
In Nebraska, but then it like, you know.
Gets big.
It'll fuck with your head. If you read that book
all
and
the way to
and
the
then
top.
You watch Who Took Johnny, and then you read about Craig Spence, and then you realize it's like, okay, there's like too many overlapping things here.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking gay if you ask
Damn.
Me.
I really want a fucking soft-shelled crab sandwich.
Oh, shit. Oh, that would be really nice.
Deep-fried soft-shelled crab sandwich.
You know, I was always scared of them when I was little.
Why? Eating a
soft
crab?
Soft shell crabs?
Because the shell.
You're eating the shell. Yeah,
I'm
but
scared
it's
of
soft.
The shell.
I love that shit. I thought it was so cool.
I'll eat it now.
I'll tell you what.
It's
when
like,
it's,
look at me. I'm like a Chinese.
When all this is over, we'll go to this restaurant that I like in Flushing. That is a Singaporean restaurant. And it's got a fried soft shell crab.
Must kill Adam. Must kill Adam to save
Singaporean, huh?
The children he's molesting.
Nick?
Basement.
Nick, wake up.
Oh, sorry, I You're drifted right. off and I was having
You were having
of,
a really true dream.
One of my real dreams. I was having one of my classic premonition dreams.
You don't have to suck on a man's dick.
Dude, honestly, when I get my second vax, bro, I'll eat indoors.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. We should go to this place. I think it's got a ridiculously stupid name.
Yeah.
I think it's called like Yummy Tummy or something.
I've seen that place.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's right
gonna,
by the good
I'm gonna
dumpling
wear
place.
Masks.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep wearing a mask like way past when they make us do that shit anymore.
Me too, because I'm ugly.
And then I'm gonna break other rules at restaurants and then pull the camera out when they kick me out. Like bringing my
so
own
you're
fake
getting,
Newtons to Joe's Crab
You're getting
Shack.
Kicked out for wearing a mask.
Yeah. And I'll be like, wow, the one mask wearer in here.
Like
or
four,
you get a
in
mask.
4 years.
And a mask with a big swastika on it. I'm like, so I can't be in here with a mask on.
Okay. Well, it was the only one they had left.
That's the one. That was,
I don't like it either. I'm just trying to be safe.
It's a Buddhist symbol of good luck.
You got a problem with it? Take it up with the dotheads. It's their thing.
No, that's actually not true,
the
sir.
Dot.
We sort of see what you're getting at, even though it's incredibly
so,
offensive,
yeah.
But you're also wrong.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
I think so.
Buddhism is in a
am
lot
I,
of different
am
countries.
Am I wrong? Am I?
Yes.
Am I?
Yes, please leave.
Okay, can I have my fake Newton?
Yeah, fine.
You know what? Honestly, the first thing we should do after this is all over, get international plane tickets to Toronto and kill that guy from that Chinese restaurant that insulted
that
us.
Awesome.
No, you know what? I respect that guy.
Why do you respect him? He disrespected all
Look,
of us.
Dude, some guy's got a code.
His code was that you can't, that he can only
I do
give you
go
one
back
slip.
To, I want to go back to Toronto. I'm trying to go back to Canada, but I think it's going to be a while until we're allowed.
Yeah. I went for I TIFF a couple years ago.
Yeah, you went after us. After we all went.
Yeah, I went up for TIFF because that movie I was in premiered there.
Nice.
And then I was like meeting a friend for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we met at this like Japanese barbecue restaurant. And I got there probably 45 minutes early.
Yakiniku.
So, yeah, I was like, might as well just order. And
respect.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to be rude.
Of course.
So
you had to have a second dinner.
Oh, yeah. I ate like an entire farm before the guy showed up. And then he like was like just eating like the fucking kimchi. I was like, well, I guess I'm a drug addict.
I'm gay. Yeah, dude. Once fucking Fidel Castro's son opens up the borders, I'm over there, dude.
Oh, yeah. You're driving a classic car.
Mm-hmm. You're I meant into Canada.
Oh, it's Fidel Castro's son?
Yeah, dude. Trudeau's,
is that what they're saying?
Trudeau's Castro's son.
How about Fismel asshole?
Yes. And does he smell the assholes or does he have a smelly asshole? He does.
He does. He's got a smelly asshole.
That's awesome.
What am I looking at? FedEx tracking.
Nick is mad at FedEx.
I'm not mad at FedEx. I just need to know to make sure I didn't miss
They it. Fucked me last week, but then...
I don't really give a shit.
They actually didn't really fuck
I'm not mad.
They were very helpful, actually.
Well, then,
I gotta
which
say,
one is
I've
it, Adam?
They've never been... Well, they fucked me by sending what I needed to Connecticut, but they found it very quickly.
All of your precious DVDs.
Yeah, my DVDs.
Of you in child pageants?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
The only boy competing.
Honey, yeah. Honey Juju. Money Juju.
Was that what you went under?
Yeah Money under? Juju.
That's an awesome name. Very catchy.
I was a little queen of the pageant.
That's really cool, brother.
The Las Vegas pageant circuit. Anyway,
you have to suck on my manis.
What are the websites that people have to visit for us?
Oh, cum.town, stavi.biz. We're launching new shirts soon, folks.
Stavi.biz, and if you want all the content without the,
yes,
the noxious ad reads.
None of the, and honestly, really good, again.
Yeah, the it's best
five
episodes.
Five times better than these
We
episodes.
Save the ad-free best episodes we save for our Patreon episodes.
Patreon.com/cumtown, and I promise I never eat crackers for half the episode.
And you have access by listening to those episodes. To or by paying $5 a month, you have access to
you
over
can,
200.
You can chat
episodes.
With Adam. You can meet Adam. He's on.
Adam
cam.
Is on there.
Adam
24
is on
hours.
Cam.
He's on cam. I'm on cam.
You can check out Adam's yeah. OnlyFans.
I've
on
got a
Patreon.com.
I've got a lovin's in my ass, and every time you tip, yeah. it vibrates, yeah. and it shocks me a little bit too. It's actually like a dog collar.
Yeah,
that'll be awesome.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for listening to Cumtown this week.
And please
and
suck
please
our dicks.
Visit those three websites we just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening.